From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. There are reports that say the Turkish military bombed the Islamic State positions in a Syrian town bordered and ahead of the assault by Turkish-backed Syrian rebels. Hundreds of rebels are preparing to drive ISIS fighters from the Syrian town of Jarabulus. The U.S.-backed and Kurdish-dominated Syrian domestic democratic forces also want to liberate the city from ISIS. The U.S. and Japan are condemning North Korea's launch of a ballistic missile from a submarine off its east coast on Wednesday. South Korean defense officials say the missile flew over and into the Sea of Japan. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said this is the first time that North Korea's missile landed in Japan's air defense identification zone. Abe said it poses a grave threat to Japan's security and is an unforgivable act that damages regional peace and stability markedly. Japan will deal with it resolutely and in cooperation with the U.S., South Korea, and the U.N., according to Mr. Abe. The U.N. Security Council resolution prohibits North Korea's use of ballistic missiles. The launch comes at a time of escalating tensions between the two countries and a day after South Korea and the United States began their annual joint military exercises. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met Tuesday with Nigeria's top Muslim leader in the northern city of Sokoto. Chris Stein reports.
Defeating Boko Haram and other extremist groups elsewhere in Africa will take more than military force, Kerry said.
To win the struggle for the future, nations need to do more than just denounce bankrupt, dead-end ideologies that the terrorists support. They also have to offer their citizens an alternative that is better.
Kerry said corruption must be curbed. That is a major issue in Nigeria, where two-thirds of the people live in poverty in one of Africa's top oil producers and biggest economies. Chris Stein, Sokoto, Nigeria.
This is VOA News. South Sudan's opposition leader, Riek Machar, is said to be getting medical treatment in Sudan. Sudan's information minister told VOA Tuesday that the opposition leader was brought to Sudan in serious condition, suffering from some sort of chest infection and a problem with his leg. Machar went into hiding last month after fighting broke out in the capital, Juba, between forces loyal to Machar and those backing his rival, South Sudan President Salva Kiir. A suspected al-Qaeda leader held in Guantanamo Bay is making a case for his release. Abu Zubaydah had not been seen in public in more than a decade before Tuesday's hearing. The U.S. accused the Palestinian Zubaydah of being one of the most senior figures in al-Qaeda when he was captured in Pakistan in 2002, but has since dropped that claim. Zubaydah has never been charged with a crime. U.S. President Barack Obama is back in Washington after visiting sections of southern Louisiana earlier Tuesday, where flooding has forced thousands of people out of their homes.
What I want the people of Louisiana to know is that you're not alone on this. Even after the TV cameras leave, the whole country is going to continue to support you and help you until we get folks back in their homes and lives are rebuilt.
Storms and floods early this month have claimed the lives of at least 13 people. Tens of thousands of people have sought temporary shelter. The American Red Cross describes the flooding as the largest natural disaster to hit the United States since Hurricane Sandy in 2012. And U.S. authorities are investigating Russian cyber attacks targeting information collected by journalists at the New York Times and other news organizations. U.S. authorities say the cyber attacks may be an attempt to gain an understanding of the current American political scene leading up to the November presidential election between Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump. Information collected by key journalists could provide links to their sources or offer hints about possible unpublished stories related to Russia. And U.S. firefighters in two western states are continuing to battle wildfires being stoked by hot, dry winds. The fires have forced residents to flee their homes in Southern California and the state of Washington. Washington Governor Jay Inslee declared a state of emergency in 20 counties near the smoke-shrouded city of Spokane as firefighters' reinforcements arrived in that area. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. More news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.